This is the Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast. If you're looking to explore Sierra Leone and understand its culture and its people, you've come to the right place. On every show, you'll meet Sierra Leonean creatives and entrepreneurs overcoming challenges and beating the odds. They are artists, filmmakers, musicians, chefs, writers, storytellers, and designers leading Sierra Leone's orange economy, both at home and from the diaspora. I'm your host, Vicky Rameau, journalist, entrepreneur, and community builder on a mission to expand Sierra Leone's presence on the web. Hashtag Make Sierra Leone Famous. The other voice you'll hear on Make Sierra Leone Famous is sound engineer and producer Frank Vin Bob McEwen at VRNC Marketing Company in Freetown, where this show is mixed and mastered. Now, make the show begin.
And then let's get me and Shilom. Charlie, my gospel is singing so. I say gospel, sir. Me not go to church. He says gospel. I said Jesus only permitting, sir. He said no. Gospel is about people suffering, yes. People strive and what yes. to do. Yes. So come to my lodge. You record your songs. Mm-hmm. I said we're not going to do this. I said come to my house. And she put all the library, she put all the mattresses, everything's approved. Mm-hmm. And then there was the X bass. Mm-hmm. And then we hung over the X bass and we sang. And he took time to dub this music. Every day we take one box around, we sell, so we started getting money. Mm-hmm. And then UNICEF discovered us. So that's how we are today. You know, that was it. Even though I was a senior teacher at the Sierra Leone Grammar School, I went out to the streets to beg.
Welcome to another edition of the Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast. Today is perhaps the biggest day ever. I have it's a two for one. I've never had two guests at the same time. Not only do I have two guests, I have two cultural icons. I'm going to tell you who's in the studio with me today. First of all, I have Mr. Soria Samura, who is best known as an investigative journalist, and he makes documentaries for CNN, Channel 4, BBC, and he has won two Emmy Awards. Over the last 25 years, he's tackled the toughest issues in Africa, including civil war, AIDS, corruptions, and attitudes towards homosexuality. But Sorius's heart has always been in Sierra Leone, and in his latest project with, I want to say it's his teacher's last best friend, he goes on a journey to tell an epic story to uplift Sierra Leone, and so he's going to tell us all about that. Also in the studio today is a man who every time I see him, he's trying to outdress me, including today, is the founder and general director or director general of world famous Freetown Players. He has used theater as a tool to educate and empower people across the world for over 30 decades. In his latest project with his former student, Soria Samura, Sing Freetown, which is the film we're going to talk about. They're trying to go on this journey to bring theater back to Sierra Leone, to change the narrative from one of struggle to, I guess, one of, to show how we're thriving, hopefulness, uplifting. And so we're here today in the studio with two people who've really influenced me as a creative and a media person. When I was in the US, I remember being in high school. I think I was maybe in the 10th grade, my sophomore year in school. And the entire time I'd been in the US, when I tell people I was from Sierra Leone, they didn't have a point of reference. Both negatively and positively, Sorius was the first person to give anybody a visual point of reference for Sierra Leone. I remember when the movie Cry Freetown played on CNN, and my father and I, it was maybe the second time in my life I'd seen my father cry. The first time he had cried was when my two of my brothers drowned when I was a child, so that was the first time I saw my father cry. And the second time I saw him cry was when we watched his documentary, Cry Freetown, which documented and showed basically, I think it was the January 6th, or right after the aftermath of J6 1999, when the rebels came into Freetown and caused so much destruction of life and property. I think at the time I may have been 14. And yeah, I was watching Home. You know, it was shocking. And then the next day, of course, when I went to school, it was like the first time people understood when I said I was from Sierra Leone and there was a civil war. It was like the first time they understood what I meant, right? Because Americans don't really have a point of reference for what an African civil war is. But those images, as much as like they were so needed, I feel like 20 years later, people don't want to relinquish that image, those images, that narrative of Sierra Leone, which is why this movie is so exciting for me, because you're taking us from Cry Freetown to Sing Freetown. So I want to know what we can expect now from Sing Freetown. We've cried. Are we making a joyful noise unto the Lord with Sing Freetown? Is this an uplifting film? Are you taking us away because we don't tire for the Cry Freetown? Not that there's no reason to cry still, according, you know, given the way things are, but what are you trying to say now that is different from what you've said before with your film, Sing Freetown?
Well, I've always said to my children, my family, that yes, when I made this film, not many people get lucky for their films to have such an impact. I know journalist colleagues that I met in the trade, in the business, they keep telling me, wow, you're lucky, because we've been in this business for so many years, we haven't made this such kind of impact. Because when we made the film, it's the first time in the world that the UN decided to put in the biggest, at that time, peacekeeping force, 17,500 peacekeepers, straight away to come to Sierra Leone. The style we used, I was determined to just shock everyone. You know, like you talked about the boy Moses, that particular shot, it still rings with the way he cries. Every time we talk about, now that we've talked about Cry Freetown, tonight, I'm gonna see like blood, it's gonna affect me, I don't sleep quite easily. People think, you know, I'm still struggling 20 odd years, you know, but at that time we needed to make the film the way we made it, because it was a cry for help, you know, and indeed the world listened. But I've always said to my family, I don't want that to be my legacy. You know, I want people in the world, but particularly in Africa or Sierra Leone, to remember me for other kind of stories that will help change the narrative of my country and my continent. So what I did, you know, was that I started talking to my broadcasters saying, you know what, guys, in 2006, when I worked in the movie Blood Diamond, Leonardo DiCaprio and Chiamon Hunsu, when we finished, because I helped Ed Zwick write the script and everything, and when we finished and we became friends with DiCaprio and we keep in touch and everything, and so one day I said to him, you know what, I want to see how I can stop telling what I call the 3D's, death, disease and disaster, and to see if we can just change and show the other side of Africa. And of course he was planning to help, and then suddenly I was introduced to this American philanthropist, financially strong, and she asked, what do you want to do? I said, and she said, I want to give money for Ebola. I said, no, they will steal all that money, I know my people.
They did steal,
you know, I know, even so. Before that, but I, you know, I know the people,
you know,
I'm dealing with. Exactly. I said, instead, let's try and support a friend and a teacher. I told this woman this amazing story about Charlie, and she, without even seeing Charlie, spoken to Charlie, she fell in love. She said, oh, then I'll put my money. Anyway, we ended up making this film. And the hope of this film is to help change my legacy, because what I want, and when people go and watch Sing Freetown, it will be like a mirror. I want it, I've hoped, I've pushed for it. Initially, I wanted this play with Charlie and the other usual suspects, like Raymond D'Souza, George Spencer, Streeter, Desmond, all the other guys I've worked with, to work together with Charlie to come up with a play that will somehow bring our identity, because For me, when you talk about, I started learning about country's identity when it was, called South Africa. Mm-hmm. For me, their identity was singing. Mm-hmm. You remember even when Mandela was in trouble, you know, Sarafina.
Yeah.
That was the kind of what I was. I told Charlie, I said, this is what I'm aiming for. I said, but I won't interfere that much. I'll leave it to you. So anyway, cut the story short. We made this film. Did it go exactly as
so? The film is about
the film is about your
attempt to bring everybody together to bring theater back and produce a play.
Yes, to some extent, but it was the film focused on the making of this play called The Nation's Journey.
Okay.
That's what the play is called.
Okay.
So
did you make the play?
Charlie made the play.
Okay.
So we went around the country
okay.
talking to all sorts, learning, picking information and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. These were the research period.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back and we met all sorts, the Juju man, Kabbalah, every damn we met. In fact, me, I'm more an experimental animal. You cannot believe what happened. I remember Charlie, we met this the president of the
traditional healers.
And
he's not the president of the Juju.
Of the traditional healers. And this guy who left me, you know what I mean.
The president of the Juju.
I was going to say Juju man, but let me tell you what happened. This guy won for sure because I question everything. I'm a journalist. I question everything. So I questioned Bokutin and the guy got a little
he
bit,
his,
you know.
Yes, he
got a little bit, and then he said, "Well, I can show him something." And then he brought out these knives, new knives, them brand new knives, put them there, and said, "Can one of you offer to stand here? Let me try it."
Was it for stab stab una?
For cut me. So I said, "Charlie." Charlie was like,
no.
I said, Clive. Clive was like, no, I'll film. So I said, okay. Because
wow.
This is who I am.
I
make experiment.
Okay.
I don't do boku thing. They don't let me aid. They don't put me in a prison in Liberia. They don't let me in Afghanistan for quarters. So I like experiment. So I said, you know what? I'll do it. So I took my clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
The man who being mess, he take past one dozen F. Got throat, got ear, yeah, it got.
But he didn't really cut.
Nothing or cut.
So after he rubbed the thing on you,
yeah,
somehow that fortified you and the knife couldn't cut your
that
skin.
That was the purpose.
And you experienced
of the
it yourself.
He was there!
And
Clive filmed it.
Wow.
And this was not like
He was actually cutting.
He was there. And then I started thinking about the powers that our people have, that we have turned our backs on.
With
tradition,
yeah.
we custom, we culture. I started asking. So all next year, we're being all kind of the film. I'm not sure say we'll be getting capacity, we'll be everything. But what Sing Free Town has done, now that it will shock a lot of Sierra Leoneans with the twisted tones, but also for us to be able to ask ourselves questions about the place we tripped. Because over the years, Saloma just the local side for them.
Right.
We're not the local side of work food. And we provoked some of these for make we able for engage and ask. We say, but most importantly, for make we able for offer hope to future generations.
Mm-hmm.
I am tired of people come out for look me film, although there are sequences we will not plan.
Mm-hmm.
But because I want all good, but tine happy way. When I go question.
The Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast is made possible by Dot Blue. With its certified air freight service, Dot Blue is the easy and affordable way to ship to Salone from the US or from the US to Salone. No need to wait till someone is going home. Dot Blue will deliver your next package to Sierra Leone in 15 days or less. Teshupa.blue, contact us on WhatsApp on +1 240 460 2056 or +232 88 313 330. In Sierra Leone, you can find our office at 17A Wallace Johnson Street in Freetown. Fly am go with .blue. We go deliver for you. dotblu.com.
Salon in that country, so things are happy.
Not so.
Okay, so, you know, when I look at the both of you, there are two stories, okay? And in a way, it is Sierra Leone's story. Because of the war, we have a large population of Sierra Leoneans who no longer live in Sierra Leone, for whom the diaspora is home, who have been able to find success and opportunity and just be more well off as a result of leaving Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And what that's created is this narrative that, I mean, if you stop 10 Sierra Leoneans on the streets, maybe 9.5 will tell you if they had the chance to leave Sierra Leone, they want to go because they do not believe that it is possible here. Whatever it is they want to do, they don't believe that it's possible here. And you represent that dream or that hope that all of these people have, that like, if I can just go, you know, myself, I go and go into the call, like, my day is the promised land. And then on the other hand, you have someone like Charlie, who did go at some point, but then came back and has stayed over the decades through thick and thin, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think it's important for us to talk about what happens when you don't leave. What can you do? You have two Emmys. You've seen the world. You've traveled the world. Your teacher is still in Sierra Leone. Do you ever regret maybe coming back and staying? Or do you feel like, no, I made the right decision in coming because there was a higher calling? Do you feel like you made it here?
Yeah.
You know, if your life ends tomorrow, are you dying feeling fulfilled that, you know, staying in Sierra Leone was the right thing to do? And what is it that you have done or accomplished that would make you feel like, I'm glad I stayed?
Yeah, many things. I proved to the world that theater is like any other profession, for example. Mm-hmm. I always refer to this poem that is classic, that is by Wordsworth or Keats or something. Mm-hmm. It's called The Road Least Taken. You know, it's about the friends at the junction.
Two paths.
Yes.
And, you know, one took the path less taken.
Less taken. Mm-hmm. So I always refer to that. That's my thing about my group of feet on players. Because, like, I always say, when we left university, for example, and we all came out, we were ambitious. Some people who wanted to be politicians, they went into the field of politics, and so on. Policemen went, and so on. But all those institutions were already established. For you to succeed as a policeman, you only need to join the police. And then you rise to the ranks. The structure is there. Everything is there. You rise to the ranks, you become IG, whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends took the police, and many of them became IGs. Mm-hmm. And Escogoma became president. He went into politics.
Our president?
Yes.
You guys were in school together?
Yes, Mabuka Boys School. Oh. I'm a very boy, you know. I went to three secondary schools.
Mobile.
I went to Prince of Wales. I went to Boys High School. I attended Mabruka Boys.
Did you not know that?
Yes, I studied at Jala, I taught at Blamart, but everywhere I've been in the country. So I always regard myself in that.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who wanted to be bank people, they became managers of bank, yeah, mm-hmm. and so on. But I was the only one who took that road of the theater arts.
Mm-hmm.
That was a neglect in this country. Fitiai, dropout, foolish. I took it. I took the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached my family. And we took that road. You know, and went through, and today we succeed. Today, if Alex Koma is in the plane, I'm in the plane too with him. The police officer has a house, I have a house too. If he rides a car, he rides a car too. So I've proven to the people of this country that theater is what it's like any other profession, and you can succeed and you can raise a family. That was my intention. Because I taught in the Gambia, you know, after boys' high school, I was appointed to be a senior geography teacher in the Gambia. I taught there, I taught geography of Senegal, Gambia, you know. So I decided to come home again from the Gambia. I got an expatriate contract. I was there. I became also very controversial, and I was in trouble, you know, all the time.
Some people, when they go to Gambia, they really go shake the place.
Oh yes, and I went very early time.
I go open.
Yes, and in my own time, we were very few, you know. And as a teacher again, there I was popular. I taught a lot of guys who are in government now, you know. So I worked in Gambia as well. You know, and I got this geography book, and I took the Savannah 75 band there with me. I was managing there. I was everything. I decided to come home, because my encounter with tourists, the whole kinds of tourists, I used to house them. I ran my own tourism thing, the Purata tourists, you know, I did all those things. Finally, my wife, let us go home. I want to be a full-time artist. Government ready or not, we are going to full-time. We came home, we resigned our teaching job. I resigned from the grammar school, she resigned from FSSG, and we came home. We bought one old typewriter at Big Market. We cleared all our house and started. And today, here we are, because my aim was to come and to help, you know, develop theater in Sierra Leone, to give it a new look, change the focus, And I think we have succeeded in doing that. Mm-hmm. Though today, if you ask me, I will say what is left for me to do is far, far more than what I have done. I have three landmarks here that I think will last the test of time, because I went through. One is the Freetown Players. Freetown Players is 36 years old now. Is it 37 years old today?
It's as old as me.
The radio broadcast of the Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast on Radio Democracy 98.1 is made possible with a generous grant from the Asma James Foundation. The Asma James Foundation empowers women and girls with mentorship, scholarship, and life skills training. To make Sierra Leone better for girls and girls in Sierra Leone better, visit the Asma James Foundation at asma, that's asma.james.com. And now, let's go back to the show.
So it's never stopped through the years, even though ID number one is here. But we never stopped with all that. Thick and thin, war, no war, whatever, we are there. The second is Atunda Ayenda.
Oh, yes, of course.
Atunda Ayenda
is from Central. Talking drum.
They brought me home by force to do Atunda Ayenda. It never stopped. Mm-hmm. Those are two. And then Tangens Festival. Mm-hmm. Those are ongoing. So I am proud of those. That there are things I have left behind. Though, like I say, there are many, many more things I would have loved to do, which I'm working.
And The show's not over. The curtain is not. The show goes on.
No. So I added to my son already. He now works with Tutti.
Master Tutti.
Yes, he now works with some players. He does what he likes. I don't want to know. But don't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
Die if you like, we beg you. I have no father to show me. Don't ask me nonsense. Go away. If he's on player, succeeds.
He's a bit of his father's son.
Not
radical.
A bit, a lot.
Very radical.
Crazy, very crazy. So I used to tell him.
Very fearless is what I think of him.
But I told him categorically, a free tone player succeeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's me.
Oh, not you.
If he succeeds,
if, or but if he not succeeds.
If he fails, you. Your assignment.
I like that.
And he doesn't like that. So me don't tell you, I had no dad to lead me. I struggled, like he said, we struggle on our own. And we struggle among all other things to love people, to be people. So if he doesn't, if he fails, he succeeds. But there is something about
sing free.
Okay.
I've never ever said that, you know, in language interpretation of why it's called sing free.
Do tell, why is it called?
Never said it. I always keep to myself. When we did this thing, the Nation's Journey, and all these courts or whatever were taken away to be edited, I thought they were going to make a film of the Nation's Journey. that they are going to make a movie out of the drama.
So they were going to turn the play into a film. Okay.
That's what I thought all the time. And then Clive, Charlie, we've done this. Can I send the cut? I said, no, I want to see the end. You called after 3 months, Charlie, we've done this. Can I send you? I said, no. End the
project. Yeah, how we do.
I don't want to see that. So, and then finally, this thing came out. Mm-hmm. And you know, after this thing, then he started saying it. And then I saw that this thing was called Sing Freetown, North Nations Jam.
Like, what's in this
for the movie? I was shocked. I didn't understand. And everybody in the cast thought we are going to make to fit to do this thing. The film will be called Nations Jam. I was shocked. Sing Freetown. Why? But straight away, my mind went to cry Freetown. I wondered, okay, fine. We're not crying anymore. Let us be singing now. That's one interpretation. I said, why should I cry? Okay, fine. I was unsatisfied. Why should it be called Sing Freetown? All the interpretations we had, why Sing Freetown? When this film came out, and I saw it for the first time, you know what I saw? I saw Freetown players singing throughout the film. Freetown players is synonymous with singing.
Of course,
they know singing,
So, but it's such powerful.
I don't know how it happened. Yes, I don't know. You notice, you see it. Mm-hmm. I did not know. I never said it. Mm-hmm. I did not know how it happened. You know. So when I said, wait, it's like a punctuation. It of that punctuates as if you. Goes along, they punctuate, they emphasize on things, you know, they emphasize on issues, you know, they say corruption, they say this, they keep one or two, you know, about corruption, they say this, but I'm saying, okay. So we are Freetown players. And we sing.
Sing, yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, it's about Freetown
players. Yeah.
The theme is Freetown players singing. So I never ever. I console myself, fine. Okay.
Charlie, if you blow candles.
It's not lost after all. After I used to It's okay. This is my feet of the, it might not be called Nation Journey anymore, Charlie Afna's work.
Yeah.
But it went back to roots. Unconsciously, maybe by mistake, whatever, but it went back to roots. Yeah, it's not Nation Journey, but it's Charlie Afna. Again, it's singing Freetown. Freetown players is singing throughout the film. That's how I saw. I never ever said that. I just consoled myself. I think.
Even so, you know me. Oh, wait, you mean grumble by the name? Or you keep the objection internal?
What is objection?
Reservation.
Reservation. Yes.
You are on the fence.
Yes.
Okay.
I was but I understood because they explained to me why they call it Singing Freetown. It's obvious, like I said. Right. We're not crying anymore.
We will be right back after this short music.
Woke up this morning to the sound of children playing on the streets, calling to each other, no quieto, no quieto. Stepped out of my door, see this woman they sell. It a call, say, you don't buy you children, you don't buy you children. Well, that's the sound of my city, Freetown City. Every part of my city, every part that I am. Nobody knows and nobody sees everything that I am, everything at all and so far. People of different colors, different cultures, yeah. Oh, Freetown City.
That was Donny Major with Freetown City. And now let's head back to the Make Sailing Famous podcast.
And again, you know, if I can just come in, the theme in the beginning, I actually explained it's about the making of the play.
Yes.
So it's not even about the play.
Right. It's the.
It's just everything behind the scenes. If
because
I will watch
making
up,
anything in
yes.
Sierra Leone,
if,
in itself,
when you watch them, you will see. Now the first time this now this country are lucky for meet real heroes.
Mm.
You know, we're not politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we meet our mommy, Kadia Tugila. It is somewhere around Cambia. Not one day go school.
Mm-hmm.
One day go school. But this mommy, you know, so I talk to you. If you see now I'm back in the way,
mm-hmm.
foot 13, a single, if you see you just know. Then what makes you one day? You will understand what I'm saying. If you see a foot cut. No one is having nothing. You know, Sabi one crew. But guess what? She's my heroine because this mommy done been over 20 schools. They educate speaking in that region. Cement, not all dirty school. They done been over 15 mosques. Guess I get him money. Begging.
Begging?
Inside this country.
She's a professional beggar.
This woman, may God make you see you one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ask you for something like what you ask me for, motorbike for the travel amongst in schools. Gaddafi come, the one for block and not that kind of mommy. Anyway, to Gaddafi, you long. Gaddafi knows how to be sweet in the talk. In the end, he said, I don't want you money. And for buy iron, order them for buy this. She's built in this country over 20 schools.
Insane.
Nobody, this country, my colleagues and journalists, them, not the right or talk about somebody like this. So that was part of the making of this research and everything. You know, so.
A little background on mommy, that mommy, you know, that woman's story never leaves us. Never. She was a soe at the mini court.
I see.
And then she had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But she stopped that thing, become a Muslim.
Interesting.
I make it be Muslim.
And then she,
as
she
like
stopped.
A form of like repenting for the.
Well,
just
like
the
chosen.
Vision
she was
get.
Just chosen by God.
Okay.
No, she didn't know anything bad to be repenting.
Okay.
It was
okay.
A culture of courting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she agreed. And she started praying. She became a Muslim.
Interesting.
And then she
and
had this.
Cambia.
Cambia.
I don't know. You get the deep
Bamoy
Luma.
It's Rukuba.
It is. It is.
Bamoy Luma Junction. You go right up. So you get
they make bridges, everything for Bikini for gospel.
Go
never been to school.
Never.
Let's have a talk to yourself.
But when you tell a man that she had this dream, God said you should be schooled. God, I never went to school. Why should I say you should be school? Finish. When she woke up and told your husband, shut up, get out, you illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
What school are you going to be? She went into begging. So she beat so many schools.
That's so interesting.
You know,
she's not even
begging
for herself.
She no.
You know,
so she doesn't need the money
for
herself.
The husband left her, the children left her.
Yeah.
She never stopped.
Now, Dottie also has really talked to Inter.
Yeah.
But in the business, she needs to be for picking and forgetting. Somebody like Dandy, we all for know a name in this country. Now we Mona Teresa or whatever you want for color. People they don't know about her. So you know, in the making of this film, we find out for all of these people. So we try for
so like gems.
Gems
in different places.
We get somebody where they play table tennis disabled. Now this country he represents Sierra Leone. Now disabled table tennis is the third best West African player.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? This Yaka Stevens Stadium, they sleep now gone. Where he ready for go play now, inside they go bigger, buy gari, put in a bag, tie him with sugar. Now they care because the government, them, no, they so a big, make we care.
But you see, this is what I was saying earlier, that when the war finished, we said, let's fix the buildings, let's fix the roads, and let's find the people who committed the harm. But there was so little that was done to rebuild the psyche or to teach people what it is to be a human being. Do you understand?
You see all the tier we described, so I gave a speech, I don't know whether it was on the UN main assembly, but somewhere. And I said to them, way back in 2000, I say, if you want Sierra Leone to turn around, I say we should think about the war after the war. And this, what you've described, that's the war. Now, Dande will be for put as we knew war for turn this country around. But this country...
There's a brokenness.
Oh.
There is a deep brokenness, like ruins.
These are the things.
Yeah, even the people, yeah. The people are
yeah.
ruined,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That we should live in a country where, I mean, and this isn't because Charlie's here, but like Charlie's equivalent in Ghana, Charlie's equivalent in Guinea, Charlie's equivalent in Gambia is not Charlie's equivalent
here.
Do you understand? When you see the way other people regard the custodian of culture and the arts and really of identity, you know, it's about who we are, the way they treat them and regard them, it's like we don't have regard.
But they say a prophet is not honored in his own town, and say I don't know he was. No.
We will be right back after this short message from our brand partner, the Dollhouse Boutique. The Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast is supported by the Dollhouse Boutique, an American household brand for one-of-a-kind fashion and bespoke creations. Find your next stylish look at shopdollhouseboutique.com. We have stores in Baltimore, Maryland, and Los Angeles, California, showing the best of local designers. Our first international fashion boutique opens in Sierra Leone in 2022. Until then, find us on Instagram at Dollhouse MT Vernon. That's Dollhouse MT Vernon. And now, make we go back to the show.
I live in Ghana. There is so much reverence for the custodians of the culture, you know, and not just, you know, the performing arts, you
know,
textile, these, all the people, the way they do their work there. I mean, Senegal, like, let's just be honest. But I think that comes from, like, we really don't know ourselves anymore.
No, this country is.
And so this is why I think this film, you know, the work that Charlie does is so important, because in the current global economy, it is culture that I feel like people like us and culture and creativity that will create opportunities that will get a young person outside of Sierra Leone, that will allow you to travel, that will allow you to occupy a space that you don't have to compete with a Chinese person, right? Because I can always say, all my they talk about technology, innovation, da, 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 that's all well and good. But we're never going to catch up or be as good as those who are already leaders of industry. But no Chinese mama could make better Conti clothes past the way I will make me Conti clothes. Because na me get her. You cannot take my identity. You're not able. You understand what I mean? There's so many elements about who we are that are cultural and creative that if we could show young people that these are things that one can do to be successful,
that's all we
then
need.
Then they will create their own things.
That's why
they will create their own things.
That's why I won't even agree with you. Say we not go catch up with the developed ones, because we look at countries like Rwanda right now, who side and Norwich, and you know, only in the 70s, they're not doing Chinese mommy, they kind of had with the provoke them, China,
and
China. China.
They're not teach them for, they not teach them Singapore for me, Pamay.
Yeah.
Where you always say, yeah, they had them in camp.
Now they're not being ashamed as president for good talker. But let me tell you, you remember Chinese American in the 70s, they don't get shoes. Now, barefoot or some kind of slippers, they mean that also like you see, although them in tap, when you go after them, then they do. What we didn't know, say now, them pioneers, then that they go out to Africa, try for do what an African man wants, not even needs, wants. They begin make them buckets away that 10 day would they use England buckets where it go for don't that it terminal the poil. Where Chinese young for the way make me shift, you don't afford to go, yeah, it don't scatter. But they were looking at our wants, they do it in them. So you look at a country like Sierra Leone, It's about mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
It's about here.
Yeah.
I hear what you say about some of we, they left me. Luckily, that made me, they work back for UNICEF. Now, UNICEF helped me pay for make a good study fee making and stuff. And I beg them, I said, when I give 1 year or 2 years, make I just buy me equipment. And I worked 24/7, I was doing 3 jobs a day, you know, and I worked 22 hours for day, I buy all my equipment, and I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how me and Spencer, we all set up a production company, begin do well,
mm-hmm.
I begin go back and forth because I started my family. But here is what I want to say. Africans in particular, because we're the West, after the Nongkan, well, after we and T4, we natural resources and all that kind of thing, and then take them go. And we decided now for go. We go now the country, we find the strength for adapt for landed system, for no idea work, and we became part of them. And we don't understand, and people not even give we credit for that, how we manage.
Oh, sabi.
But you know what? Now I decide to say, I'm not a wait for it, man, for can't tell me why and how for make me continue, because they know each me. And this is why I decided I would start with this. Of course, I have now set up my own production company on Toll Africa Media Group, because I am tired of telling these kind of stories. And I want to look at different stories about Africa where at least people will feel empowered. You remember when Nigerians start and begin making them film?
Yes.
You go see all the tripod,
yes,
the lights and the dinner, the shots. Look at them today.
They're on Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is why, for me, I just believe, say, at the start from home, and I make, Sing Freetown is not even really, really the film be one for make. But I want to start because I just believe, say, not always man, they can tell you the story I want for tell for me, say, it is up to us. Nobody actually disrespects you without your permission. Now we allow that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for me, I become the seed where they're rotting. I go, they plant me. I rot, I germinate, I don't learn. So this seed don't bear fruit. And I want to come back to Africa and use those fruit for empower me and fellow Africans. But make we begin to tell different stories. And this is why, for me, I'm proud that even if this film get challenges where you look at, but at least it's the beginning.
Absolutely.
We have to start somewhere.
You do have to start somewhere. And also, I think, because it's you, right? Because, yeah, I think for my generation, at least, you were the first for us, as in the first person that we knew that we know in this capacity for video journalism and broadcast journalism in this way, at least on this international level. And I do think that it's important that 2 decades after you made this big Freetown story, that you're bringing, you know, you're telling a different narrative,
yeah,
right? Like Freetown of now, that this isn't, it's not, the story didn't start at the war, right? And it's not going to end there
That's
either.
It.
And so this narrative is really, really important.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this conversation, I think that it would be amiss if I didn't try to get something for the youngins, you know, the future, you know, those who are coming up. Charlie, what are the top 3 things that you think it takes to not just survive, but to really thrive, to not just make, like, earn a living, but to be successful in this environment?
Will. 3 things. Willpower. Once there is a will, there is a way.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't got the will, I would have crashed and fell off. But the will was there.
How do you nurture will?
Yeah, will comes out of love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that word passion, I think, but that's what it comes from. I want to do it. I go all out to do it. I sacrifice eating sometimes, sleeping, you name it. You sacrifice because I want to do it. You know, it is the small axe that cuts down the big tree, you know. So it's about will. I wanted to do it. I sacrificed my family, my everything, and I wanted to do it, and I found ways. Nobody ever sponsored me in this country. Nobody, you know. I started singing on the streets. People would throw money at us, and we pick them, and clean them, take them, stretch them.
Street performers.
And performers and count them. And then one day, one of my guys said, do you know we can pay ourselves? I'm a professional. I say, how? He said, do you count how much we get every time we went to the street? And we counted. So, yes, it's true. So how many of us in the group? 10. It's just singing. So 10 of us in the group. So how much do we need to pay ourselves? And I say, Charlie, when you go to school tomorrow, check how much they pay HTC teachers. Mm-hmm. And these guys were dropouts. Mm-hmm. So I went to grandma, I went to the boss, and she told me, for example, to pay them 100 leos, for example. And I can say 100 leos. Well, I mean 10. So we need 1,000 leos to pay us at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go out, how much do we get every day? Well, we get 300, sometimes. So if we sing 6 times, we'll get 1,000.
Yeah.
That's how we started. We started intensifying the number of times we went to the street. And then one day, one woman said, my daughter is getting married. Can you come and you can compose me, Safna? Mm-hmm. Can you come and sing for them? You know, so, yes, ma. She gave us the, you know, composed songs, went to the church. Most for pay now. And give me 500. One more idea, I said, no, she gave me 200. I said, okay. But whilst we are singing, please pass the basket around the church. And we got 3,000.
Wow.
So I begin to realize, wait, what's going on? And then, late Reverend Shilom, Charlie, my gospel is singing. So I said, gospel, sir, me not go to church. He says, gospel. I said, Jesus only for me singing, sir. He said, no, gospel is
African
about
spirituals.
It's about people suffering, people strive and what to do. So come to my lodge. You record your songs. I said, we're not going to do this. I said, come to my house. And she put all the library, she put all the mattresses, everything's approved.
Uh-huh.
And then there was this X-bass. Uh-huh. And then we hung over the X-bass and we sang. And he took time to dub this music. Every day we take one box around, we sell. So we started getting money. Uh-huh. And then UNICEF discovered us. So that's how we are today. You know, that was it. Even though I was a senior teacher at the Sierra Leone Grammar School, I went out to the streets to beg, you know, passing the message, entertaining people, but it was begging all the same, in another format, you know. So that I said, the willpower to do it. I was married, I got children and everything. But I got into the street, because I wanted to be determination. It's about will, it's about power, like him, you know. Should have stopped long time, and don't arrest her, and don't diss her, and don't eliminate her, and don't call her so in her school, and don't drag her. I mean, for stop, why not stop? So maybe that's why we find commonality, you know, between us. Now the same thing we go through.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Me, my parents, you know, call me, you know, beats me at the ball. In some other way, I suffered, you know, but I never stopped.
Like what you hear? Don't forget to leave us a review. Your reviews make it easier for others to find this podcast. Don't forget to share it with your friends and family.
Okay, thank you so much. So we've come to what I like to think is the best part of the show. It's a segment that we call On the Six. So at the end of the show, I always ask 6 fast-fire questions of my guests, and they have 6 seconds to say something. So you just have to answer. Whatever you hear, you just answer. Every question I ask, I'm going to ask it of Charlie, and then you answer.
Okay.
This is On the Six with the legendary Charlie Hafna and Surya Sapura. Woohoo! Okay, first question. What is your favorite Sierra Leonean expression or parable?
Aka long time was caught.
What is your favorite Sierra Leonean expression or parable?
We're too elephant wet, and you guys stay so far.
Okay, that's a good one. I remember that from the Refugee All-Stars had a song that was the title.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the plot of the last film you watched in 2 sentences?
Jealousy.
Okay, jealousy, one word. I'll take it. Sorry,
yes? The last film we watched, can't even remember the title, but it was about power and dirty politics in the UK.
Okay, what song are you playing on repeat right now? What's your favorite song right now?
Take a message to Mary.
Take a message to Mary,
yeah,
but
don't tell her that. I'm in jail, eh?
Yes, so oldie.
Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her I'm in jail. And yours?
It's easy, and this is not a single way. I will take anywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bob Marley's War.
Sing it?
They call him. Come on, I'm not. You want to make it all team down?
No, down?
Say war. War in the East. War. Somebody, come on. It's
the philosophy.
Yeah.
Which holds one race superior.
That's it, those lyrics. Until the philosophy that holds one race superior and another inferior, me say war. You know.
I see. Okay, okay. I think I've heard it, but I don't know.
The color of the man's skin.
Okay, now, Charlie, what is one thing you've been meaning to do that you still haven't done?
To learn Israelian language.
Yeah, I saw you.
Really, I want to. I'm not even thinking I'm late.
Sorry, yes. What is one thing you've been meaning to do that you still haven't done?
If I didn't get my way, I've hold on back to Islam because Nain gave me the
Wish you were practicing. Is that what it is?
Because he gave me the freedom for married to you.
So the one
together, Nain, together, the holy now. One chop money.
No, 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 I did.
Wow.
As long as
this is terrible.
All right.
No, it's okay. No. It's on record.
But no, if me wife, are you not getting it?
I make that boy ask her for relationship.
You see?
Maybe it's a lot. It's possible. Tell me the answer. The wife saying Alina.
I can't believe it. I mean, that you want.
All right. Second to last.
No, no, no. Before that.
I'm moving on.
In all seriousness, you know Moses. You know Moses. What's going on?
You see? I don't know a Moses. You have said, I've heard. People have heard. It's okay.
No, they're not
Charlie,
a Moses.
When you want to quit, when you want to quit, and what you're doing, when you want to give up, what keeps you going?
I told you about willpower, but not a quit. I'm not a quitter.
So, what keeps you going?
My children. Because they manage for actually understand what I'm doing. In the most difficult times, they left them. Because there was a time where every 2 or 3 months I'm out there making films. Mm-hmm. But they're able for keep the, what do you call it? We had an agreement between me and them because they were my best friends, you know, about they have to finish school. And, you know, in the UK, in the West, children, you know, then they get carried away. And I mean, 3 girls I mean, get. So I was worried, you know, so, but now they are 30, 28, 26. Things I don't know. So then I get the last young boy who just popped up. And exactly, he's going to 5 next month. Yeah, we need to give all money, you know. So, but yeah, no, it's my children who keep me going because they always remind me, say, Dad, you told us when we were younger that you want to be a voice for the voiceless. Mm-hmm. So, anytime I can say,
wait, Taya,
I don't know, like when they can cause me now for Timbada, I say, I don't mix again. They say, Dad, remember.
Voice of the voiceless, continue to voice.
Yeah, Dad, remember. Be big, yeah, be, yeah. I can tell me, Dad, remember, you told us. So, yes.
Okay. And my last and final question, who is one Sierra Leonean, dead or alive, who inspires you?
Two people. My first wife and my second wife. Which one I have to choose? Both of them. Because I think my present wife, I think, I'll give her the credit. She came at a time when I needed somebody. I'm an old man, you know.
I don't know.
I'm an old man. But if he's my pupil.
Maybe too, he's young. I mean, I cannot be here telling people.
You know the big pass, you know
the
big
pass. Okono, the Langa passing master.
For 2 years. No, usually talk, no go, no care. That's really the best for you now, you see. You see, presently, because it come at a time where I need somebody like that to come around, mm-hmm. I think so. At this time, if anyone be able, all my love, my heart, I give my heart to my family, my first wife. They make me a baby, see me picking them, see that I get another wife because I need somebody to be by me. They make everything, but now the person himself, really, because me doing less reason, until you picking the car. You know what I mean? Something right. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you watch out to your first wife, who can, not to anybody who can.
Yeah. They say that women never die alone, it's men that die alone.
Well. You know, the elephant never dies.
All right, Sirius, who is one Sierra Leonean dead or alive who inspires you?
I hope say I don't know me. I've been forsaking my mom for obvious reasons when I was school. But I think the one person we teach me what is discipline, mm-hmm. for make a begin make a believe in myself, why they look at the land, mm-hmm. was called Gasconi. Not a Gasconi name. Mm-hmm. This is not the one Creole man. We be hood high school, where school commots. Lord have mercy. School beginning and old now, na noise then they make. The one,
so when you say rude, like vulgar.
So then we take not to be
okay.
But confusion. We they seize the boss.
I see.
We they even drive the boss. That can't be. No, we they cause what would they pass now? What do you call the place?
At the police station.
No, not to be. Well, not the only issue that's I have at
the.
I meet train the dawn. Yeah. And smoke maybe they see, but you know, like, remember. Dovecot. Dovecot. Oh, they can. No, not the boss. The first thing, salon boss. Okay. We all get in. Then, mm-hmm. mommy, they already said, mm-hmm. oh, the butuna road. Mm-hmm. The driver will not be with friends, savage. Mm-hmm. When did they each day? We they whip them, mommy, they always stay. So, we were doing, you know, passing. Remember the Pamwine case that's in our high school? You know, been left.
Pamwine.
That pamwine out in pamwine inside the bus. We take all the pamwine, we drink and we chuck. Then go catch we all wood. They just always say, we'll chuck the left on a bus. They call and they take we all book them. And so they take no wood. We don't know we chuck one. But this one man, Gasconi, I mean, so we'll be first Creopa. He been dressed like a first station master with him big trusses and in hose. He get his mustache, he play with him. But that man, it does, if not grammar school, he go na PO, he go na high school, he come, would he make goodness? If he sitting up, say, they say nothing. We sitting up, what they get, go inside, we, all man, they behave, no matter what I be. So there was a time I say, if Sierra Leone been get 10 gas school, go look after this country. Mm-hmm. You know, that man instilled discipline. He like, you know, high school. Like, then turn in the school, but then the fetch will not be if guys going to come. And he talks about, you know. So for me, that one man make a begin belief, say, I no need for toe the line, I no need for join all man. Mm-hmm. You know, it teach me about discipline. Mm-hmm. It teach me about knowing myself. You know, that is an amazing. I'll be always in look, say, if I be able. Luckily, mm-hmm. I'm related to Sydney, where I'm my neighbor in London. So I always, I try for any beginning for just say thank you. Mm-hmm. Because that man was a shining light for me.
Okay. That's fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have come to the end of this edition of the Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast. Naomi Goleta.
Thank you for listening to the Make Sierra Leone Famous podcast. Until next time, ta-ta!